A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear.
What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Paris Chardet, and I'm super excited that you're here. A Great Life Podcast is a listening space that explores growth and fresh perspective through God's Word. Because the way I see it is simple. The process is always the same. It just looks different based on where you are, what you know, and what you got. But regardless of it all, you deserve to live a great life. So welcome, welcome. So if you're watching, you may notice that my background looks a little bit different. And that's because I recently moved. Me and my husband moved into a bigger space. And I'm so grateful. Okay. We recently looked around at our old apartment and we were like, man, we just felt like we outgrew the space. And I remember thinking to myself, what a blessing to outgrow something, because when we originally got in our previous one bedroom apartment, it was like the most perfect space for us. It felt perfectly curated and situated for us at that particular time. Everything about it, it was small, it was quaint, because we are in the city, but it was perfect for us at the time. Like, I just knew when we walked in, it was not only for us, but God's hand was on that place. And in that place, we were able to grow spiritually in our career, in our relationship, just as people. And so when I looked up one day and I was like, I feel like we outgrew this space. And my husband was like, yeah, I feel the same way. Like, I feel like we need more space. I knew. I said, God is going to bless us. He's going to bless us with a bigger apartment, with a bigger living space, so that we can be more creative, so that we have the room to actually film our passion projects, to just overall grow in the capacity that He has for us in our life. And so today, I just want to be your friendly reminder that if you feel like you have outgrown something in your life, whether it be your living space, relationships, or job, anything, growth is a product of God. It is a good thing. It is a beautiful thing. And it is not something that you have to neglect, but go ahead and just appreciate it. And ask yourself, what does that growth look like for you? What do you need? And go for it. Because God's thoughts of us are good and not evil. They are to prosper us. They are to give us hope. And they are to give us a future. So growth is prosperity. Think about it this way. The earth not only has her seasons, but the fruit of her always reflects through growth. Plants, food, flowers. We see it everywhere. So growth in your own life is always a good thing. It is a reflection of God in your life. If you have a Bible with you or the Bible app or something, I want you to highlight Ecclesiastes 3:11-13, which reads, "He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, He has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God." Growth is a reflection of your labor. God says it is a gift to enjoy the fruits of your labor. It is a gift to be able to enjoy all aspects of your life. So if you've looked around and you've decided, I think I need a change, the earth changes. She goes through her seasons. So it's natural that we do too, for we are made from the earth. Because the truth is, if you weren't meant to have it, or if you weren't meant to do something new, something fresh, then the desire simply would not be there. God is not a man that he should lie. He doesn't do that. God doesn't tease us. He doesn't condemn us. He doesn't trick us. God wants to prosper us. So anytime prosperity enters into your spirit and it is in your wheelhouse to actually take a hold of the goodness that it is showing you in your present, in your current life right now, that is your cue to go ahead and start taking action. And remember, all we have is today. All we truly have is right now. So be present and appreciate every little thing that you get to possess in this life. Enjoy the love that you get to have. Be good to your friends. Be good to your family. Be good to yourself. Life happens. You're going to get upset. Now, I know I'm going on a bit of a tangent, but I always want to throw this in here because in our doings, I just want to continue to always be that friendly reminder to enjoy where you are right now. To enjoy the fruits of your labor. To take care of yourself. To not be afraid to say Jesus. Because sometimes, especially when it's fresh, when it's new, sometimes people are afraid to say Jesus, to bring him up. Embrace all the good because every good thing comes from the Lord. Every good thing comes from the Lord. So when you do go ahead and move into your growth and you move into this new place of prosperity, honor that place by giving it back to God. Anoint it with oil. Pray over it and thank the Lord for the prosperity that he has granted upon you because God is good and he will continue to grow you and you will be a vine that stretches out so that you're not only able to take care of yourself, but that you become the fruit that fills the people around you. And what a blessing it is to be as fruitful as a lemon tree or a prosperous tomato plant. So make sure you share that goodness with others. Give it back to God. And know that you deserve to be there. Whatever that looks like for you. Because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. You can follow me on socials at Paris Chardet. And you can also join my newsletter and blogging community at www.madebypair.com. And also, while you're there, make sure you get your copy of my book, The Nightly Affirmation Journal. Well, that's all for today, folks. God bless. Don't stress. It's Paris. Peace.